reactionaries and exalted followers will come up against the wall of Cuba's reality, because the island's inhabitants, while naturally concerned about the health of their leader, know that when those leaders delegate their duties to others, their responsibilities are assumed with the utmost efficiency. And the people, called upon to complete their habitual tasks, are doing so. They are continuing with ambitious plans to build homes, remodel polyclinics, extract nickel, and to attend to thousands of tourists visiting the country. Unfortunately for those who would wish otherwise, that is what is happening in Cuba, and that is what will continue to happen. For Radio Havana, Cuba's Viewpoint, from our editorial desk, I'm Yolanda Fisher.
Thank you, Yolanda. On Monday, July 31st, Cuban President Raúl Castro made a proclamation in which, due to health problems, he temporarily delegated his government and other duties to the country's Vice President Raúl Castro. Radio Havana Cuba Celsius Tresno now joins us with views of the Cuban religious community on the issue.
The proclamation made by Cuban President Raúl Castro, which was read on July 31st on national television, has had grave repercussions in all sectors of Cuban society. Rosa González, President of the Council of Cuban Churches, shared her opinion with Radio Havana Cuba.
Bueno, como parte de nuestro pueblo y desde nuestra fe, continuamos orando por nuestro presidente y por todos aquellos que nos dirigen, como es un mandato bíblico.
Like the rest of our people and those of our faith, we continue praying for our president and for those who govern the country, since it is a biblical mandate. We are also confident of his recovery. We support the proclamation he made. In addition, we are confident that God, who has never turned his back on these people we are part of as Cuban churches, will lend us some of his strength and will help us to continue to be a united people, working tirelessly in the interests of justice, fraternity, love and peace, not only here but whenever necessary. So we must trust in God that he will help us in this moment and that he will restore and strengthen our president's health. The Secretary of the Supreme National Council of Cuban Spiritualists, Maria de Los Angeles Valdez, also spoke to Radio Havana Cuba about her views in this event that has shaken the Cuban population.
Queremos expresar que todos los miembros del Consejo estamos muy preocupados, pero tenemos la confianza de que se va a recuperar muy rápido.
I would like to say that all members of the Council of Cuban Spiritualists are very concerned. However, we're confident that President Fidel will recover very soon. We have made a chain of positive thoughts to pray and radiate positive energy over our commander. Regarding his proclamation, we totally agree with what he has stated, and I strongly believe that our efforts and actions to improve our attitudes, as well as to accomplish the tasks he has assigned, is the best tribute we could possibly pay to his health. There's how Cubans have reacted to the medical condition of their top leader who, for the first time in nearly 50 years in leading the nation, has temporarily delegated his responsibilities. This, far from breaking the strength of the Cuban people, has reasserted their commitment to continue advancing and fulfilling their tasks. For Radio Havana Cuba, I'm Celsius Pereson.
La arcilla que va en tus manos.